Milk is the official state beverage. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. This is the 72nd year June is celebrated as Dairy Month, and recently at the kickoff celebration, milk was announced as the official beverage of Tennessee.
The timing couldn't have been better. We got it passed and the governor signed it. Now that we're in the middle of June Dairy Month, it's just a great time to realize that milk's Tennessee's official beverage. I couldn't think of a better beverage either to name as our official beverage than milk. It's wholesome, it's natural. It's an agricultural product. We produce a lot of it here. It's a great idea.
Henry Fincher, representative from the Cookeville area, was the bill's sponsor on the House side to make milk the official beverage of the state. And Senator Charlotte Burks was the sponsor on the Senate side. Representative Fincher says he felt achieving this was a small way to say thanks to our hardworking dairy producers in the state.
I think this is a great way for us to recognize and honor our farming community. Right now is a hard time for everybody that makes a living from agriculture, but dairy farmers especially, and it's tough. Our farmers are tough, but trying to give them an extra boost, an extra prop, and just say thank you, and more exposure to this product, try to encourage more people to consume dairy products is a great thing to do right now.
Now, Fincher actually got the idea from a constituent of his, a 16-year-old junior whose family has been in the dairy business for generations.
My family is actively involved in the dairy industry, as my great-grandfather, who was 102 before he died last month, has been a dairy farmer most of his adult life. And now my grandfather, he has one of the largest dairy farms in the state. So we come from a dairy farming background. But last year I decided that since I found out that Tennessee did not have an official state beverage, I decided that I thought that milk should be the beverage. And so I worked with Representative Henry Fincher and Senator Charlotte Burks, and we got it all passed.
Now, Catherine Carney said she was very excited when her idea became a reality because it showed her you really can make a difference if you believe in yourself. This is Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.